With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. Some of the national forests in California are now open for limited activity, but neither of the federal preserves in Riverside County are open for anything except official access, rangers said Wednesday. Both the Cleveland and San Bernardino National Forests were closed on September 7th because of wildfire danger. Part of the Cleveland National Forest is on the western edge of Riverside County, while one-third of the San Bernardino National Forest is in the mid-county region, with Highways 74 and 243 coursing through it. Under the USFF's emergency closure order, all hiking, biking, swimming, camping, and other forms of recreation are prohibited within the federal preserves. Law enforcement officers, rangers, lessees of forest land, and individuals whose homes can only be accessed by using forest roads are permitted to come and go as needed. California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a bill that will allow nurse practitioners to perform duties with less supervision from doctors. Right now, these nurses are able to provide a lot of medical care, but they need a doctor's approval for many procedures. Andrew Acosta with the California Association for Nurse Practitioners says the bill is a game changer.
Ideally, what we'll see in a few years is nurse practitioners with their own clinic being able to open in rural parts of California or even inner city areas to provide primary care for folks who at the moment can't get to see a doctor because doctors aren't taking them.
Health experts say nurse practitioners are key to helping fix the state's shortage of health workers. This effort has failed several times in prior years. Physician groups oppose the measure, citing concerns about the quality of care for patients. The glass fire has torched vineyards in Napa and Sonoma counties in recent days, adding destruction to an already difficult year for the wine industry. Cap Radio's Scott Rodd reports.
The flames spared the iconic castle at Castello di Amorosa, a winery in Napa County, but they tore through a farmhouse filled with expensive wine and equipment.
We have around 120,000 bottles of wine stored in there, and yeah, I would say it's a value of around $5 million.
George Salzner is the winery's president. He says 2020 will be a year to remember, and not for good reason.
I have to say this is probably the most challenging vintage that every winemaker is confronted with in the last 30 years.
Many vineyards still have grapes on the vine, which are at high risk of contamination from widespread smoke. In Sacramento, I'm Scott Rodd.
Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a handful of bills dealing with police reform. Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon reports.
Newsom approved bills to ban police from using certain neck restraints and allow local governments to increase their oversight of police and sheriff's departments. A third new law would give the State Department of Justice more latitude to investigate police killings of unarmed civilians. The bill was authored by Assemblyman Kevin McCarty, who pushed it for years, particularly after Stephon Clark was shot and killed by Sacramento police in his grandmother's backyard. Lawmakers proposed other police reforms, like creating a process to decertify police and banning the use of tear gas and rubber bullets during protests. But during the chaotic final night of the legislative session, they did not make it to the governor's desk, though lawmakers plan to bring them back next year. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
Temperatures will soar into the triple digits throughout Riverside County today, as a brutal heat wave will retain the region in its grip until this weekend, according to the National Weather Service. The NWS issued an excessive heat warning that will last until 8 p.m. today in the Riverside metropolitan area. Once that warning expires, a heat advisory will take effect in the Riverside metropolitan area and last through 8 p.m. Friday. Residents are advised to drink plenty of fluids, stay in an air-conditioned room, stay out of the sun, and check up on relatives and neighbors, according to the NWS. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.